Paul, what's made the Stars such a strong defensive team and tough to generate against this season?
Well, they work real hard, compete real hard. They got good players. I mean, it's a good hockey team. And they've really tried to transition. This goes back a few years out of that running gun team to a grinding team, and they've done a good job with it.
What's made their power play so effective against your group? I know you touched on it a bit this morning.
We get a high number, a high volume of events and games, and that's a problem for us. It has been. And good shooters. I mean, that's a 5-on-3 goal is about a perfect shot as you can get. I actually, up to that point, I liked our 5-on-4 until we were trying to claw back into the game, and I liked our kill up until that.
Well, that's 3 out of 4 for Dallas. And just having them be a potential playoff match, is that a – how do you view that? You know, losing
they're a good team. That's how I view it.
You knew they were going to be a desperate team. I mean, they're obviously clinging for their playoff lives. How does your team that's clinched a playoff berth, but obviously still, you know, have to book that home ice advantage? How do you manufacture?
That was the challenge for us tonight. We were slow from the start, just with the. A lack of speed, and then they're quick above the puck, so we got an awful lot knocked down. We were trying to generate a certain way that we couldn't. The puck carrier was standing still so very often, which made it pretty easy not to check them. You just sit above outs, and that's what they did. They got on top of us real quick, and there wasn't a whole lot of clean out there. So the energy and the juice that you're going to need to win that style of hockey game, we didn't have tonight.
A team like Dallas, they have a really good transition team and really – hard forecheck. How much is missing a guys like Josh Morrissey and doesn't really show off in a game like that?
Moving the puck from our end to theirs was a challenge. Those two guys can do that for you very well, but we've played teams in the last month. When you look at the end of this month, we'll see we'll see the best defensive team here our next game. We've handled that challenge well at times, so I'm not saying those two guys in the lineup make our score forward skate better.
Is it just an emotional letdown then after Saturday's game, just given what was achieved and how it was won?
I don't have an answer for you. You know, we didn't have anywhere near the hop or the jump that we had the other night, and couldn't find it.
Yeah, I don't want to ask the same question Jeff did, but like, is there a challenge now to keep the team kind of riled up?
No, everybody else won tonight, so we're in a full-on fight here.